You're listening to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dave. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast, episode number 246. I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
All right, and we're coming in tonight. It's an icy cold, icy slippery night. That's what that is.
So slippery outside. Just, oh my God. Brutal weather.
Sliding, slip sliding. Anyway, just before we get started, just to let you know, our merch store, we got about a week left that our merch store will be open. So if you want to buy some Tip-In merch, there's a link in the description on the YouTube video or on the audio podcast platform that you're listening to this. It's a Shopify link. Just click on it. Go straight to the store. You can pick something up. You got about a week. Just a little over a week and the store will be closed. It'll be slip sliding out of here just like the weather is right now.
Yep. Will you ever get the package delivered? Who's to say?
Probably not, but...
Can't confirm or deny it, man. We don't know what's going on. Are they going to be shipped by someone other than Canada Post? Can we confirm that?
Yes. They don't use Canada Post.
Okay. So then you if you order now, folks, go to the website, order now. You'll probably get it before Christmas because it will not be delivered by Canada Post.
That's right.
FedEx or UPS or Purolator or somebody else.
They've actually been using, for the people that have ordered it, Shopify's been using like small delivery people.
Okay. Chad and I have been thinking about we might just deliver them in person. So you might just get a rapidy tap tap at the door one afternoon. Yep. Hey guys, what's going on? Chad and Dale here, just bringing you your hats or your t-shirts or your hoodies. Yeah.
So, and the best part is that when we deliver an item, if you buy a hoodie, we'll come to your house. We stay 2 or 3 days.
Oh, we don't leave. We don't turn around. It's going to be, we bring the merchandise ourselves and then it's full bush party tonight.
We stick around.
100%.
We got to meet the family, right? Meet the wife.
Yeah. Well, you had to throw that in there, but
and the father-in-law, I don't know.
Yeah. No, the wife works with me. I like the wife idea. Yeah. Chad and I will bring you your merchandise and we'll hang out with your wife all night long. Exactly. That's how we plant you in Tippin.
I feel like that's like an old SNL skit or something where a guy comes over and he just like goes straight to the wife. I forget what it was. Anyway, listen, we're recording this Monday night. Leafs lost back-to-back games Friday against Capitals. Saturday, they flew into Pittsburgh and they lost to the Penguins. Both games had an underlying theme that I think Dale wants to talk about.
Yeah, I think both games, back-to-back bullshit would be the theme here tonight, brother. Back-to-back bullshit. Two losses in a row, 3-1 to the Washington Capitals at home Friday night, 5-2. They roll into Pittsburgh and play doobie-doobie-doo. And the Pittsburgh Penguins on Saturday night, another loss, 5-2 to Pittsburgh. I got a real burr in my saddle.
Right,
Chad. A real burr from those two games on the weekend. So I think we should just do a little impromptu off the top. I didn't let you know before we were going to do this, but I think we should just do a little hot in the slot or hit the showers right out of the gates. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't like when you throw shit like that on me. But yeah, let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for hot in the slot or hit the showers.
He's so hot right now.
All right, goddammit, let's hit the showers, goddammit.
So if you're new to the show, Hot in the Slot and Hit the Showers is we just pick somebody who's hot, who's got it going. Don't change a thing. Just keep the ball rolling. The showers, if you got to hit the showers, if you're selected trouble. The showers, trouble. You got to get in there. You got to cool down. Sometimes Eddie Belfour is in there waiting for you. Sometimes he's not. Oh. I'm surprised. I mean, 90% of the time he is, but sometimes.
90%, 100%, okay?
90% 100%.
Sex Panther, it works every time. 60%. I have to be honest with you right now. That smells like pure gasoline. That smells like Bigfoot's dick.
Mr. Anchorman 2, but in that one, he pulls out the condoms.
Oh.
And he's like, Brick's going on a date. He's like, Brick, this one right here works half the time. I've had three of my 10 children have come from these condoms.
Like, right after. Yeah, that's
hilarious. I'm pretty sure that's not what the condom is for.
No, right after they did the Sex Panther skit, and Ron Burgundy's like working out in the office, and then he goes out to talk to Veronica Livingstone, and he's like got no shirt on, but he's got a huge erection in his pants, and she's like, Mr. Burgundy.
It's the pattern. It's the pattern of the pants.
Nothing to see here. It's just the pleats, okay?
Pleats.
Don't act like you're not impressed, he says. Anyway, Hot in the Slaughter hit the showers. Little impromptu right off the top of this episode. Here it is. Hot in the slot first. No brainer here. This guy's been carrying the team for the last month, ever since Austin went down, and he's continued his hot play since Austin's return. It's number 16, Mitch Marner. This guy, by far, I don't think it's even close, has been the best player on the hockey team. He's continued his hot play. Scored a goal on his ass in front of the net on Saturday night against Pittsburgh in the loss, but still a nice goal. Mitch Marner, hot in the slot. Look, just before you add your 2 cents to this Mitch thing, we have shit on Mitch a ton in this podcast, okay? And here's 100%. I don't deny it, man. But here's how we roll on this show since day one. When you're playing good and you're doing the right things and things are going well, we'll fucking give you the praise. If you're dogging it and you look like you're not in it and you're not bringing it what you should be bringing, we'll fucking say that too. Yeah. I think we're fair here, man. Like, we'll call you out if the play is shit, and we'll praise you if the play is good. So here I am, tooting Mitch Marner's horn, just like Ron Burgundy. I was about to say Ron somebody else, but just like Ron Burgundy plays the old jazz flute. So now we're playing Mitch's jazz flute right here. Yeah. Hot in the slot, Mitch Marner. He's been incredible, Chad Fleece.
There's not much more to add, man. Mitch Marner's carried this team pretty much the whole season. Top five in scoring. Best player on the team so far. He's hot in the slot. He would be my hot in the slot if I had to pick for the first 3 months, not just recently. Like, he would be the guy. So, yeah, I have nothing to add to that. But I want to know, because you said you have a burr in your saddle.
Oh, yeah.
Something is bugging you. And for those who don't know, that's when you're riding a horse and there's something on the saddle that's rubbing against your asshole.
Yeah, not good.
It's not good. And you're going up and down and up and down and trot, 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 trot. And it's just burying into your asshole.
Not the best.
So, I mean, when people say burr in the saddle, that is something that's really bugging you. And I got to know, what is it?
Hit the showers. Here's the burr in the saddle right here. And here's who's hitting the showers. It's the entire bottom six on this hockey team. If it wasn't for Tavares and Marner and Nylander, Nyes to an extent, whatever, Matthews, more on him later, they were carrying the team for the last month. If those guys aren't putting the puck in the net, nobody fucking is. Hit the showers. Here's the list. Holmberg, Robertson, who stood out as exceptionally bad on the weekend in that Friday night game against Washington. Brutal play at the blue line. Then he takes a fucking penalty immediately after. He's been fucking ridiculous. But Holmberg, Robertson, Dewar, Camp. I'm throwing Camp in there, even though he hasn't played in a fucking 2 weeks. I'm still putting him in the fucking showers. Domi, he hasn't played either. He's still in the fucking mix. Reeves, Lorenz, Alex Stielander, or Alex, I was going to say Steve's.
Why not throw him in? You're throwing everybody else in.
Steve's, Alex Nylander, whoever's played in the bottom six in the last, basically all fucking year, hit the showers, boys. It's ridiculous the production or the lack thereof that they are getting from the bottom six on this team. It is not a recipe for success. Like, you cannot possibly.
No, you can't.
You cannot possibly win in the playoffs with no contributions from anybody. So,
yeah. I read today that 80% of their goals have come from their top guys.
No and surprise.
You cannot win like that.
No.
And listen, they were in both games Friday and Saturday. They had a chance to...
You're right, but they weren't playing well. But
they had a chance. Those are the games where you're close, but if you can just get someone in your bottom six to chip in a goal. And guess what happened? That happened for Washington. That happened for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It just... We don't ever get it. We're better defensively. We've got better goaltending this year. Our stars are doing what they're paid to do, minus Matthews. We'll get into that later. But that bottom six, man, you have to contribute. You cannot have a bottom six that never scores. You can't have it.
Like, do you want to specifically narrow anybody out, or it's just the whole, all of them as a group?
Well, listen, like, you're paying Max Domi $4.5 million. I know he hasn't played in 2 weeks, but he hasn't scored this season when he has played. So hit the showers. The fourth line, Ryan Reeves is probably not going to score ever this
season. I don't think he has a point.
Yeah. And he's probably going to be a healthy scratch because he's not fighting.
He hasn't gotten into scrap either.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's not doing anything. Doer, what can you expect? Like, once in a while, Lorenz, once in a while, these guys will pop in a goal, but they're not doing it at all. The third line is what really fucking riles me up.
I left Minton out.
Yeah, no, because Minton has more goals than like all of them. And Minton's he's only played good. 5-6 games.
Minton's been good.
Robertson, like, how much rope do we give this guy? I'm sorry, Nick. Craig Berube doesn't play a run-and-gun style. You don't just get to rush in and take wrist shots. You got to play a different way. He's not adapting. He's not producing anything. Done. Holmberg, sorry, man. Get in the showers. You have had more opportunity than anybody to produce. You get to play with Tavares and Marner. You've been on the power play. You get all the fucking coaches. Every time there's somebody goes down, Holmberg takes that place first. That's how Berube has been doing it. Not giving you fucking anything. I'm sorry, man. I can't do it with the third line.
It's insane to me how much Berube still goes to Holmberg. Like that Friday night game, and back to the showers in a second here. But that Friday night game against Washington, where they had Holmberg once again playing with Tavares and Nylander. Like, what is going on here? Like, why would you think that's the best option in the top six? Well, okay, maybe because there's nobody else. Okay, there's nobody like Minton. But just put Minton there then, because like nobody else. Minton might be able to help you there. Holmberg's not going to help you fucking there. There's no way.
No, it's embarrassing what happens when he gets the puck in the offensive zone. And anybody, try anything. Like, I know none of them are scoring, but why is it got to be Holmberg?
Grabankin found his way to the fourth line. Why not put him up just to create some energy at least?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, Grabankin
he'll go to the fucking net.
Grabankin will probably be the first guy sent down the second somebody's activated off IR and back in the play.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying. With Nylander and Tavares, those guys can like get pucks to the net. Grabankin will just go and fucking stand there and maybe bang in a garbage one.
Holmberg ain't doing that, but you need actual goal scorers. You don't need guys to get in front of the net. I always go back. It pisses me off, but like when they had Jared McCann and they lost him to this, like someone like that would be perfect. Oh my god.
Is he not leading Seattle in scoring?
Oh, fuck, man. He's like 30 goals easy year in and year out. And you basically traded him for Hall and Kerfoot. That's basically what you did.
They protected Kerfoot in the expansion draft and Justin Hall, and they let McCann
what I'm saying. Like if today the Leafs were to trade Justin Hall and Kerfoot for Jared McCann.
Oh my god.
People would be like, what a shitty trade for Seattle.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what we did. But I'm just saying, someone like that, an actual pure winger goal scorer. Try saying that fast.
Well, speaking of winging, the eagle is flying into the showers. Okay.
That was a great segue.
So listen to this, boys. You got to get that whole group. We're talking Holmberg, Robertson, Doer, Kampf, Domi, Reeves, Lorenz, Nylander, Steves, whatever. There's like almost 10 of them that have like been in and out, whatever, right?
I think I've seen this before.
Get them all in the party for a little bush pop tea tonight in the shower. Eddie Balfour's taking off his Hockey Hall of Fame jacket, like Clark Kent, like in a phone booth for Superman. He's ripping that off, and what's underneath? The old school bar leather jacket. Maybe there's a pocket hole cut out. Maybe there's not. He's going to grab a couple brewskis, Eddie Balfour. He's going to get in the shower with these fucking boys, and he is going to show them a thing or two. They're going to drink a full bottle of Balfour spirits, maybe a couple, probably a couple, because there's like 10, there's like 10 guys in there. Berube, he might fucking strip down naked and get in there because he's seen enough of this shit, and he might want to get in on the Balfour spirits.
I think he just leaves that to Balfour.
Well, you met Balfour, Berube, that's a pretty lethal combination in the shower.
I wouldn't go in.
Well, there's no choice. They're gonna corner them. They're gonna corner them in there. They can't get out. There's no possible. All 10 of those guys that I just named cornered in the shower by Balfour in his leather jacket and Berube butt naked. All 10 of them couldn't get past Balfour and Berube. So they have no choice but to stand there and fucking listen. You know that's true.
I actually don't know if that's true.
That is 100% true.
90%, 100%.
90%, listen, 100%.
Now I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. You have all those guys in the shower, right? Do you need all those guys in the shower? Like, do you need them all on the team?
Oh, no, I don't think so. But, like, this is what we're dealing with right now. So, anyway, whatever. Whatever they need to get fixed out in the shower, it's worked before. Let's get it fixed out, or let's get it fixed up here. Maybe we can get some contributions from the bottom six. But no, do you need all those guys on the team? Fuck no, man. Like, I could take.
So where do we go? Where do we go from here?
Okay. Like, I do have some trade talk that I want to get into, but
talk or just like things you'd like to see?
No, like I'm not going to like name any names, like the potential, like maybe I'll name some teams, like some potential trade partners, but not actual individual guys. But okay, let's save that for a second. So we'll move off of the hot in the slaughter, hit the showers, but that was great. That was great.
That went off the rails. That one did.
I loved it. But so, okay, just going back to the games on the weekend for a second, Pacioretty returns on Saturday.
Yeah,
immediately thrown on the top line with Matthews and Marner. Did not understand that. Nyes played with Tavares and Nylander. Okay, so I didn't look. I didn't really understand it. I didn't really love it. Like Pacioretty, like do you need to put him on the top? Like,
I think you don't need to put him on the top line, but I think Berube is just running out of options for offense. He wants to put a winger on that top line that might help out, might do something.
Okay. What does that remind you of? What does that remind you of from the past?
Well, it reminds me of Marlowe and Thornton.
How'd that work?
Oh, I get it. And he kind of quickly got rid of it. Not quickly, but he did change it up and get rid of it. I think you should leave Nyes there. I know Nyes isn't really playing like he was before, but I think with the injury and everything, he'll be fine. He'll get back to it. Pacioretty on the second line. It's just going to come down to Brad Treliving's got to do something. It doesn't matter. We could talk all day about, why is Pacioretty on the first line? He doesn't have the personnel. He has nobody scoring goals. Until you get someone that you can put up there and Pacioretty can drop down to the third line or.
Yeah, you're right.
Nothing you can do, man.
No, but you're not wrong.
You're going to put Nick Robertson up there? No. You're going to put Holmberger up there? No, we hate seeing that. Alex Nylander?
No, I know there's no, I understand there's no one. I understand that. So that's why I would at least for the time being go with a guy that like, it's just a hard nosed player, like a Grabankin or like a Lorenz that might just go to the net and one might bank in off his fucking ass or he'll pick up a garbage goal and whatever. Cause nothing else seems to be working. So that's what I would do at this point with the personnel that they currently have in house. But I do want to talk about Nyes and Matthews for a second here. So since they returned, like Nyes only missed a couple games. Obviously, Matthews missed a month, whatever. But since they returned, I think there's been like Nyes just hasn't really looked the same. He's still got a couple goals and he's still got points.
He regressed a little bit.
It looks that way to me. And Matthews, like he's still putting up points, but he looks nowhere near himself. He looks nowhere near 100% healthy. Well, like not even close.
He will not. Matthews is the king of using his body to get in there. He goes and he uses his frame to get off the boards to get the puck. There was one play, I think it was Friday night against Washington. He left the puck for Marner. And like they both looked at each other because Marner's like, you want me to go in?
Yeah.
And use my frame to get it? You're fucking 6'4", 220 pounds.
Yeah.
Something's not right there, man. He's just not.
Probably because he's got a fucked up back, man. And it's not 100%.
Well, we don't know what it is, but it's got to be something.
Shoulder, back, like what? Like it's got to be one of those two things. I think it's his back probably, but could be his groin, but I don't think so. But I don't know. But you're right. Like he doesn't, like he has had moments since he's returned, but it hasn't, he's not 100%. It's a no brainer. So let me throw this little scenario out for you. I think Nyes will find himself and it'll be all good, but let me throw this little one out to you here. We've talked about this previously on the podcast before, but what do you think about this? Now, remember the year. What if you take a little play out of the old Tampa Bay Lightning playbook here, okay? Remember the year that I don't know what was going on with Kucherov, but they basically, he started the season, I think, and then he went down with injury. They kept him out until the fucking playoffs. They loaded up at the deadline. He was ready to go. Game one. What happened that year, Chad? Tampa Bay won the fucking Stanley Cup. So I'm not saying shut Austin Matthews down tomorrow. Maybe give it a bit of a run here and see how it's looking. I have no problem with giving it more time. But if it continues to look like, okay, this is going to be a fucking problem, everyone can see that he's not fucking right. Something is wrong there. Do you need longer than a month? Maybe he needs like, and they play a lot of hockey in December. I know they have the fucking break in February, but he's probably going to be the captain of the fucking American team. So he's still going to be fucking playing. I know he wants to play in that. So yeah, they're probably not going to shut him down, but priorities here, guys, I guess. But like, I don't know, maybe after that, you keep him playing until the Four Nations face off. Right after that, you shut him down. Because the trade deadline isn't until the beginning of March. So middle of February, right after Four Nations, LTIR for Austin Matthews, $13.5 million at your disposal that you can you could load up with three or four dudes, really good dudes at the trade deadline for that amount of money. And then Austin just magically reappears for game one of the playoffs. What do you think? Is it time we just start playing fucking hardball? It's not against the rules to do that. So no, why wouldn't the Leafs use it to their advantage and be like, you know what? Fuck, we're going to be smart about this. Work for Tampa. Let's do it.
Oh, and not just Tampa. Other teams have done it too. Vegas did it. Chicago did
it. They won a fucking Mark Stone. They won the cup. They did the same thing with Mark Stone, and they won the fucking cup the same year as well.
Chicago did it with Patrick Kane. Same thing. They won the cup. It's not a bad move, but at the same time, if Austin Matthews, this is only.
Just to stop you for a second. So we've named three examples: Kucherov, Mark Stone, and Patty Kane. And each time that it's happened, the team's gone on to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, because they've gotten to go way the hell over the cap.
Recipe for success.
But like, I would only do it. I mean, well, there's no, all those scenarios, the guys came back for game one. So like, there's no way that they weren't somewhat healthy for some of that LTIR time.
100%.
But I would have to assume that Matthews is somewhat hurt by that time in February. If he's 100% healthy and he's ripping it up, has a great tournament at the Four Nations face-off, he's back to himself, you can't really do it. If he's like this, then yeah, you could seriously consider it.
Right after the Four Nations, I would shut him down. I'd say go to Germany for the rest of February, all of March, and a week in April. Go to Germany, get your rub and tugs in or whatever you're doing in Germany, okay? Like, just go and take some fucking time off. Spend some time with the doctors. Spend some time at the rub and tugs. Get ready to come back. First week of April, start practicing again, gearing up for game fucking one. That's how I would do it. I would shut him down right after the Four Nations face-off. I would load the fuck up at the trade deadline, just like the previous examples we just mentioned. And then all of a sudden, think about who you could add with that cap space of $15.5 million.
That's like the biggest thing making trades in the NHL is the cap. if you are like, we'll give you whatever, we'll give you a Holmberg, but you know what? We'll eat the whole $7 million that you're sending back. The team would be like, fuck, yes, take
you,
it.
You could add Kadri. You could add you could add Luke Shen. You could add, and then and another piece on top of that.
You could go past those guys. If you had $13.5 million to work with at the trade deadline, you wouldn't have to look at the Kadris and the Shens.
Well, those are two pretty good players.
Yeah, but I mean, well, they're past their prime, but they're good.
Like they'll help you in the playoffs.
They would be great, helpful additions in the playoffs. But with that money, I would be looking big. I would be like, what can I whose contract is expiring on a shitty team that's making like $10 million that I can just take right now? I'll take the whole fucking salary.
Yeah, that's tough though. I'd have to look.
I'm just saying, like, if you had that to work with and you could just take on the money, man, I would be.
I'd have to look around the league.
That's Tampa, Vegas. That's what they did.
Yeah. No, I know.
God.
But we'll see. We'll see.
It's funny. It's funny to talk about. It's funny to spitball about it. But in actual fact, Matthews is going to play if Matthews is somewhat healthy.
I don't think it's that funny. I don't think it's that unrealistic because we've seen it happen. We just named three examples of it in the last 10 years.
You think Toronto would do it?
Why the fuck not? If I was there's smart guys up there. Berube, Tree Living, fucking Shanny. Like,
do you think Matthews is gonna be like, sure, I won't play for 2 months, or I won't play for 6 weeks?
Okay, this year I only get 25 goals, but we win the fucking Stanley Cup. You think he's gonna give a fucking piss about that?
No.
Like, next year you can go back to scoring 50 plus, but like, let's get a cup.
All right,
like, let's just get a fucking cup here.
We'll see what happens. It is interesting to think about, but. We'll see what happens. What do you got?
Yeah, like, is it unrealistic? Maybe. But all I'm saying is we literally just named three examples where it worked every fucking time. Not 60% of the time like Sex Panther. 100% of the time it worked when teams did this.
I'm sure someone will comment on YouTube of teams that have done it where it didn't work. But in the cap era, it seems to always work.
Okay. Anyway,
let's see. That's interesting. All right, what do you got?
Domi's getting ready to return. Doesn't really matter. He has absolutely been horrendous. Like, I'm not looking forward to Domi Max coming back. I'm not.
No, I'm kidding.
Like, you know, maybe Max will help us in the playoffs. He probably will, but this guy, I don't know what's going on here. Like, he signs a big deal. It's not even that big a deal, but it's enough money that, like, when you're making 4.5 and you're not like producing at all, it just becomes like, why did we sign that contract? Like, and what was it? Not, is it not like a 4-year contract?
Yeah, it's long.
Oh my God.
And that's been the story of Max Domi's career. Everywhere he's gone, where he's had a glimpse of like looking good, they have signed him and then got rid of him.
100%.
There's a reason he's played for half the league by the time he's however old he is now. And we're seeing it. He has huge cold streaks. He's not really, he's not really great defensively. He's a bit of a playmaker, but not like a Marner or anything like that. I don't know. What does he bring? Fights? He's a little gritty.
A little gritty, yeah, but he's not the grittiest guy. Every now and then he'll mix it up. I appreciate that. But
yeah,
he didn't have, I think he had 9 goals last year, Chad. I might be mistaken on that, but less than 10 for sure. He did not score 10 goals last year. And they offer this guy $4.5 million fucking dollars. I'm sorry. Like, I could have easily walked away from that. And like, I like what he brings in the playoffs. Sure, don't get me wrong, but like, I could spend that $4.5 million on like
somebody who scores
a little something different that might help you a little more, but I don't know. Anyway, whatever.
He's coming back and maybe he'll come back healthy and something was nagging him and we'll see a different Domi. But like you say, he's never really been a big goal scorer and this team needs goals from their bottom six.
We'll start wrapping this up anyway. I think you have to start looking at a trade though. I really do. Like,
start?
Yeah, you got it. Like, I'm sure he is. I'm sure Tree Living is. But like, I like, there's teams that are faltering, obviously. So like, there's going to be guys available. I don't know exactly who you target. Like, Philly's kind of in the mix. There's a few guys on Philly that I'd be extremely interested in. But like, I don't want to go into like, you know, rumors or whatever. But like, there's a bunch of guys around the league that could really help this team. Like, I don't know where Philly would be at. I'm like, I'll just throw out a couple names like Morgan Frost. I've heard potentially wants out of there. Konechny. I don't know if they'd be willing to deal Konechny. Probably not. Leafs could have had, want to take a little trip down memory lane here before we get out of here?
Yes.
The Travis Konechny, okay? You know that Dubas could have had him in the first round, but he moved down to draft, like he wanted Dubas's specials, where it's like, I'll trade my late first round pick for like a second and a third round pick, right?
Yeah.
So two for one option.
Playing so percentages.
So he traded his first round pick to Philly for their second and third, or second and fourth and whatever. The Leafs ended up picking with Philly's pick in the second round, the defenseman. He plays for Edmonton now, but he's not even in the lineup now. Who's the guy? He was a tiny guy. He used to play with McDavid and Erie. It's right on the...
Oh, Christ. Anyway.
Okay, so... Oh, it's going to drive me nuts if I can't come up with the name of this guy. But, okay, anyway.
So they missed out on it because Dubas was doing his special.
So the Leafs pick that Philly traded up for, Philly picked Travis Konechny.
Yeah.
And Dubas took the defenseman. Blonde hair, short guy. You know who I'm talking about? Oh, it's like right on the tip of my tongue.
I kind of do, but I can't think of the name right now.
I can't think of it either.
I can't think of that draft. I have to think of that draft year and then go through it. But
it's going to drive me nuts. Can you just Google it quickly before we go? I'll talk for a second. Can you just Google? I think it was it might have been the Marner draft where they traded down. I think it was the Marner draft. So 2006-15, I think, where the Leafs traded down to pick Travis Dermott. Travis Dermott. That's who it was. So they could have had Konechny. Dubas could have picked Konechny, but he traded down and he fucking picked Dermott. And now Dermott's like struggling to even stay in the fucking league. But I don't know. I'm not saying it's going to be Konechny, but there's going to be guys available. They need help. They need some serious fucking help, the Toronto Maple Leafs. So I just hope that Tree Living is smart. And, you know, I know the cap situation isn't great, but they're going to have to be smart, you know, to make something work, depending on what they end up doing with Matthews. Long-term LTIR, I don't know. That would be the easiest way to go here, but... I don't know, man. They got to be looking at trade options here because they need some significant help, especially in the bottom six and even in the top. Like,
I don't think it's significant help. You just need some people who can score. Like, this isn't in years past. They've needed significant help on defense. They've needed significant help in goaltending. This is different. Like, your defense is good. Your goaltending's solid. Your stars are doing what they're doing.
Yeah,
you just need to make a few trades and like. Like a guy like Nick Robertson, who can score, doesn't fit for some reason in this system with Berube. Like he's just not finding his way into the mix. A guy with like Nick Robertson's skill set, but like you say, maybe brings a little grit and would fit more into the way Berube plays that can put the puck in the net. Like we're not talking about fucking a 40 goal scorer. Can you give me one goal every five, six, seven games? Or
yeah, exactly.
Like that? Can you score 15 on the year?
That's exactly.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Last thing I'll say on the bottom six, like
how did we not think of Dermott?
Yeah, I know.
What's wrong with us?
He's forgettable. That's why I think like he's not memorable, right?
So, if you had it said Speedo and Cornhold, I would have been like, oh,
that's right. I remember that. But no, look. Honestly, like I just think that something has to give here because if they there will be trades made. Like they're looking at the upper management is looking at this and be like, you cannot go into the playoffs with this bottom six and expect to have any chance. At like it looks like the Leafs and the Panthers are top dogs here. If that's what it looks like to me in the Atlantic, and then.
Tampa's coming on strong, man.
Yeah, okay, Boston's
coming on strong.
For sure. Okay, 100%. But I think the Leafs are right there with them. And then
you keep tossing away points because you're not getting bottom six forwards.
Well, yeah, it's tough. So, like, I just, you know, basically to sum it up, like, they can't go into the playoffs with the bottom six the way it currently is constructed because that's not, you can't win. You can't win like that. Anything else from you before we go? I have one last thing, but do you have anything else?
No, go ahead.
It looks like my prediction is all but over because our buddy Matt Murray, the Murdog himself, Chad, I don't know if you saw this. He was injured on the weekend in a Toronto. I know that's hard to believe, right? Matt Murray injured in a game for the Marlies on the weekend, left in the first period. Can't confirm if it's a groin or not, but yeah, it is a groin injury.
Yeah, you can confirm.
So Murdog, he was playing well, and he just had the hips operated on, and he's like, I've never felt better, and he's just all that. And here we are before Christmas.
That's pretty good. He went
injured.
2 months.
Well, he wasn't playing every night. They've been
But still, like, he's been hurt just sitting in the press box watching the games.
That's true.
That's amazing.
So Murdog is out. My prediction is cooked with this injury. Probably, maybe not for sure, but I think so. So poor Murdog, he just cannot catch a break, this fucking guy. But we're thinking of you, Murdog. Get that groin fixed, and we'll see you back in the pipes real soon, hopefully. Anyway,
yeah. Great.
Did you know that?
I saw he got hurt. I actually didn't really think about it at all. And
I'm always thinking about Murdog.
Yeah. And it is a groin injury too.
100%.
Well, yeah, 100%. But listen, everybody, for the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast, I just want to let you know that our merch store is open for a little more than a week, and then it's closing down. So if you want to get one, link in the YouTube description or the podcast description. If you're listening in audio format, just look for the Shopify link and you can get it there. You can follow us on social media at the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. If you're on YouTube and you're watching this right now, hit subscribe, hit like, leave a comment, do all that fun stuff. You can email us, tipinpodcast@gmail.com, and follow us on TikTok at Tip In Podcast. And until next time, I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
And we will.
Hey, Tuesday night, Sheldon Keefe makes his return to Toronto for the first time since being fired as Leafs head coach. Should be a great game on Tuesday night between the Leafs and the Devils. We will be back to break it all down. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Catch you later.
You're listening to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dave.